Hello. Do you have a bad case of the should-haves, could-haves, would-haves? Maybe your thoughts are on that repeated message of, if only I'd done something instead. Are you beating yourself up? Because guess what? It doesn't do anyone any good. Guilt and shame, in other words, are worth and useless. Welcome to Bite Size with McCullough Therapy. My name's Daryl. And today I'm going to be talking about transforming that guilt, that shame, into discernment. When we wallow in guilt and shame, self-destructive patterns are likely to occur, such as depression, addiction, self-harm, self-sabotage. And this likely causes even greater amounts of harm to ourselves and others. Additional pain will be caused that could have been avoided if we had taken steps to recover our self-worth, our integrity, our discernment. So I'm going to be looking at some steps that can maybe help you stop at negative thoughts, that loop that's related to guilt and shame. I'm going to look at four things. Four things that's going to help guilt and shame transform into discernment and confidence building. Number one, all we have to deal with is, and all we have to deal with, and all we deal with is the present moment. Number two, we make our best effort to learn anything useful from the experiences that we regret, and we grow from them. Number three, useful actions are taken to repair any damage our behaviours have caused us or others, and make us, you know, a serious effort to rebuild our trust and credibility, first with ourselves though, and then with others. And number four, it's worse than useless to feel guilt and shame. Therefore, we give ourselves full permission to rely on empathy, grace, and growth instead. So to expand on these four points, whenever we realize that we can't change the past, that we can only learn a lesson from it and move on, we are better for it. The only really effective option to recover is to give ourselves compassion and make a meaningful effort to regain confidence and trust in ourselves. That's when that emotion of guilt starts to clear up. Instinct, discernment, and conviction are useful to us as humans. They've got better timing than guilt. Guilt itself is not useful. In that, you know, it's that one dancer who's always a few steps off. It's useless to be feeling fearful or angry without having any meaningful action to take. The only way guilt can become useful if it leads us to learn a lesson from it. Using our gift of hindsight to be able to learn lessons from the past events and behaviours is one of the greatest advantages that we have as humans. Guilt also has the possibility of leading us to foresight, where we ask ourselves questions like, what could be a better way of handling something like this in the future? Asking questions can help, but they have to be the right questions. It's not helpful or incapable or selfish. You know, questions such as that are a no-winner. To begin with, they simply imply character flaws. They do not point to solutions or even hindsight. They only serve to create complexities about yourself and ensure the repetition of that unwanted behaviour and thoughts. Your brain is built to find answers to the questions you ask. It will either find answers to those shame-induced questions or keep focusing on them in search of something that seems worthy to justify the shame that you're feeling. So instead, ask yourself some truly effective questions that will help to improve your discernment and wisdom. Ask questions that will serve to build up your values and your sense of confidence in yourself. Think of this like an exercise, and it's intended to help you clear shame and guilt around experiences or decisions that you regret. It works best from experiences where the intensity of it is like at a 5 or below on a scale of, let's say, 1 to 10. For events that are above that 5, you know, significantly charged experiences that kind of break in that cycle for truly repetitive detrimental behaviours such as addictions, there's going to be a lot more to address. Understanding the needs that you've been trying to meet, behaviours that are modelled to you, and getting, you are going to need professional help for that kind of trauma clearing assistance, for guidance, for support, and also accountability will be necessary. So going back to that exercise, think of a time that triggers you to feel guilt and shame just by remembering an experience or a decision you regret. And again, whose intensity is a 5 or lower on a scale of 1 to 10. Once you really feel those feelings and remember the circumstances surrounding the event, ask yourself these. What led to the event? How did my own behaviour or the behaviour of others contribute to what happened? What red flags, if any, did I miss, or not know how to best respond to at the time? What would I have needed to be thinking, feeling, prioritizing, or understanding in order to prevent this event from happening? Or maybe even to prevent myself from feeling embarrassed or ashamed? Who would I have needed to be like to have handled it better? Who would be your good role model? Maybe it's a celebrity or somebody from my everyday life. Maybe somebody from your faith. Maybe a character from a movie, a TV or a book. Someone who you believe has the qualities that you would have needed at the time. If you could do it all over again, what would have gotten you to give yourself a better outcome? Looking back on it now, what would have been good to do differently? What could be a better way of handling something like this again in the future? Do you truly believe you could respond differently to the same red flags today? Do you believe you can trust your instincts? Are you capable enough to avoid similar situations in the future? Why or why not? What actions do you need to take to repair any damage from that experience and rebuild that trust with yourself and then others? And what skills, if any, do you need to cultivate to make it less likely to experience something like this ever again? You know, what conversations do you need to have? What professional help do you need? Accountability, mentoring that you can use in your life. Now, if you follow these points, I want you to take some kind of meaningful action towards repairing this situation, making the changes that you need to do right now. Do you need to make a phone call? Do you need to do research? Do you have to make an appointment with a professional? The key is to continue to follow through and find someone, anyone, a person you can trust to hold you accountable. Someone who is going to be real with you but without judgment. It's going to push you to change that guilt and shame into discernment. Thank you for listening to this podcast. I want you to have a great week. Bye-bye.